And welcome to episode 27, season 9 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, once again, very pleased to be with all of you this evening. Hope you enjoy the show. It was really a lot of fun. Thank you and good night. No, just kidding. It's going to be a little longer than that, I promise. Mr. Browning's having a small attack right now. He thought the show was 17 seconds long. But the chief and the goon would not allow that to happen, would you, chief?
you obviously mistaken me for someone who is doing the recording, which I am not.
Ah, okay. So, well, it would have been the shortest show we've ever done.
I couldn't stop you if I wanted to. Yeah.
Goon would have admonished me thoroughly. How are you, sir?
I would have admonished you, but I would have allowed it to happen. Because, I mean, after all, it's less work.
You know, there's that. I was playing right into your strong suit.
That's right. That's my strength. Avoiding work, which was...
With great strength comes great responsibility, or in your case, great relaxation.
Yeah, well, it's been tough to get work done lately at the old office.
Well, you do work for the government.
And that's true.
The word work, you know.
And after today, there's a significantly smaller number of them working at the federal government. Did you see everybody walking out with their little boxes over at the State Department?
No.
Oh, yeah. Like 18.
No, I mean, I knew it was going to happen, right? They left 1,300, something like that?
1,800.
And this was on hold because a judge said...
Yeah, yet another judge says that the executive branch can't execute executive branch responsibilities because, you know, butthurt. I don't know.
I know I saw that another 1,400 from Department of Education are going.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was
weird. There's an agency I just don't know a lot about. I do know that my wife's father, who was he was second second in command of the Connecticut Department of Education many, many years ago.
Now, see, I have no problem with the Connecticut Department of Education. They probably know very well what's good for the Utes of Connecticut.
There's only two Utes, okay?
Right.
The two Utes.
Exactly. We are just amusing ourselves tonight. But no, seriously, I mean, Connecticut knows Connecticut. Maryland knows Maryland. Texas knows Texas.
You're wrong. Connecticut knows nothing.
Oh, why does connect I cut not know anything?
But it's not just them. Massachusetts knows nothing. Texas knows nothing. These states do not understand these states. This is why in Northeast Texas, people cannot spell, read, or even speak. And yet in the middle of Texas, they can do all of those. And the third graders are smarter than the 12th graders.
Wow, that's frightening.
The Department of Energy, thanks to the Supreme Court, is going to disappear. Department of Education.
I figured you meant education. I wasn't going to correct you, though.
I think
you know. It's like when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right. He's on a rare, let him go.
No. So number one, they're both DOE. So, you know.
Right. The money's the same color. We get it, Chief.
Okay. So, but the whole point, what the Department of Education was only for to make sure that, you know, schools weren't segregated. They haven't been in quite a while. In fact, the Department of Education is trying to bring that back. So they're literally going against the reason they were created.
Yeah. Yeah. If you needed a Department of Education, I would make them as a subdivision of the Bureau of Standards. Their only job would be to say, regardless of where you're going to school, you need to meet this many minimum requirements to graduate high school. That way, your high school diploma means something. You know, if you got it in Tennessee, it means the same thing as the one in Montana. Other than that, they don't have nothing to do. Yeah.
See, Crutch, that's a very logical view of what the Department of Education is supposed to do.
Which, of course, and means
my father-in-law would have looked at you and shook his head ruefully and said, son.
Boy.
That's not what they do.
No.
He told me that most of their job was acting as a clearinghouse for student loans and Pell Grants. This is before they got up into all the other monkey business that Chief just mentioned.
Right.
But they didn't. But I
said, for education money going into the pockets of politicians via donations from the teachers union.
Yeah. I remember asking him, well, don't they set standards nationwide for, you know, all the states to follow, the minimum requirements? He goes, well, how much of that do you think they do? And I said, well, if they're setting national standards, should be 75 to 90%. He goes, they do 0%.
Nice round number.
Yeah. And that's when I started to realize how much logic there isn't in politics. So I'm okay with them going away because, let's be honest, the banks can do the clearinghouse function, can't they?
I think a bank is a fiduciary of money is much better than the federal government. Yeah.
Yeah. Or we can do it like Medicaid and we grant the money to each state and they figure out how to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that den of waste, fraud, and abuse is not the best example.
Yeah. Okay. You have me there.
Yeah,
but maybe we
can model that after HHS.
I didn't say USAID, so
this is true.
That's why I give you the money and you give it to warlords.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a warlord.
Now that the Supreme Court has ruled, I'm waiting to see what happens.
Oh, a district court judge has just recently ruled that the Supreme Court is unconstitutional.
Yeah, but they've actually been. So what happens? At what point do you just say, I don't care what you say anymore? Or you just lock them up for, what is it, seditious conspiracy?
Sure. Sedition, yeah.
Because you are actively going against the laws the federal government has put forth.
Well, so
even that you can't put them in the slammer for being dopes. Yeah.
Right. Well, so the Supreme Court came through and said, you can't do nationwide bans on policy, but they left the door open by saying you can do stays with regard to litigation. My problem is if you're talking to a district court judge about litigation, you're there because the litigation takes place in that district. If you want to put a stay in that district, fine, when we'll work it through the system. But you still shouldn't be able, as a district court judge, be able to put in a nationwide stay on anything. But yet they do. And we're going to have to send it back up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to have to narrow the decision again. And, you know, it's lawfare is all it is. It's just lawfare.
Well, it is. And the rest of our government approach is set up to not allow that. It forces a majority of states to agree before we do anything.
Really? Because I don't see that happening.
I agree that it's not happening, but it's what the book says should happen.
Right. I mean, we just passed a bill, got it through House, got it through the Senate, President signed it, and a district court judge said, no, you can't implement this part. I'm like, on what grounds? You can't just say, because I'm a judge, that's part of the problem.
Brown Jackson literally said.
Yeah, on shoddy grounds.
She is just proving herself to be infamous in her inability to be a jurist.
Full stop.
I'm trying to be kind, but sometimes people get a job for not what they know.
You don't
who they know.
You don't want to say she's a dope, huh?
I'm trying to be better, you know?
I'm not. I believe the Babylon Bee says that is incorrect. Crutch.
That's right. It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
And the Babylon Bee has quoted you admitting to that fact.
They lie.
Do they, though?
Send them an email.
They also said that I said I was sorry.
Well, I knew they were lying about that.
You asked anyway, though, for confirmation.
That's right.
Was that a trust but verify scenario?
Exactly. Ron Reagan strikes again.
Can you say that in Russian for me, Chief?
What, trust but verify?
Yeah.
I can. So here's the real question. Who was it? It was Reagan that said that, but did he say it to Gorbachev?
Like constantly, yeah.
Dore na pore.
Ooh, it rhymes.
Yeah.
And Gorbachev said to him once at a press conference after Reagan said that to him.
Right. Bite me, he goes, with borscht.
He said, you say that every time we meet.
Well, that's a funny thing that I think the current administration is learning. So, you know, Captain Orange Man thought things were going well.
And I'm saluting and standing now.
Yeah.
He would tell
his wife and say, hey, he said this, things are going to go great. And she goes, oh, really? And then
you're adorable.
Maybe inevitable would happen. And
your heart.
Yeah, the Slovenian, because it wasn't Russian, equivalency of bless your heart. And you'd be like, well, why did he do that? And as Crutches always said, well, it's in his nature.
Yeah, it's the nature of
the scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody do anything fun over the past weekend?
I got bit by a rooster.
Bit by a rooster?
Whoa, that was more fun than what I did.
Was it one of yours?
It was my rooster.
Why'd he bite you?
He bit me because I was reaching for the food to put the food inside the bucket. And it happened to be towards the hens. So he bites me, and out of instinct, I backhand him in the face. Now, if you've ever backhanded a rooster in the face, he will puff up, give you one eye, and just stare at you.
And, you got stink eye.
And I'm staring at him going like, I cannot believe you did that. And he just has a bewildered, like, did you really just backhand me? And you know, I'm yelling at this rooster, and the other hands have now run away.
The giant is mad.
So then the second time, because now I just have to clap my hands and I go inside the run, and they will start going inside the coop. And if I try to do it too early, because they go in at around 8:30, they will congregate around the entrance of the coop, causing a traffic jam. And so I try to usher them in, normally by, or they're petting their heads or patting them on the back. And that's how they know to go inside. So I'm doing that, and they're slowly going in until, I guess, this rooster's girlfriend, you know, begawks, and I get bit in the finger. So this time, I palm slap them in the face and say, you know, you've only got one more and your chicken wings.
That's right. That's two.
So, I don't understand how dumb these birds are. I'm the same person that always gives them water, that always gives them food, and kills the things that are trying to kill them. Mm-hmm. Yet they still
would expect a little gratitude.
And so, something that I just learned today, I'm going to put this out in front of them. At least in Texas, and you should check in your area. if you sign up for the KFC app, you will get a free bucket of chicken if you spend more than $15.
I wish I had a KFC. One and only KFC was closed down like 2 years ago.
I know where there's one.
Really?
Kind of on your way home.
Really?
Yeah, it's at the corner of Broken Land and Snowden River Parkway.
We don't ever use that parkway.
Okay.
It is Trainers Parkway.
Trainers Parkway.
It's at the corner of Broken Land and Spit on the Ground Parkway.
There you go.
Oh my God, Trainers Parkway. That's great.
I'm never calling it by its legal name again. That's a beautiful thing, man.
And there, I've now shared it with you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. That's awfully nice of you.
Excellent. I would love me some chicken. I learned to use the gas grill that was gifted me.
Oh,
this weekend.
You're a great.
I mean, learned. I made hamburgers twice for Hurricane and I, without lighting.
Yeah, but it's a different style of cooking. It truly is.
It is, and you have to figure out how hot, and
it's a lot of control and a lot more responsibility.
And I got this wonderful grill cleaning brush invented by a fireman, which is kind of why I bought it.
Mm.
Well, that and the fact that they screwed up and over Father's Day sent me a 70% off coupon. Or a 30% off coupon to be combined with any other deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake. It was just supposed to be 40% off. And then they had a 35% off on Father's Day. So I went to combine the two, and they'd sent out an email that said, okay, we screwed up. That's 75% off. But so many of you have responded that for the next hour, we're going to honor it.
Wow.
So I got it for 75% off, and it's really nice. First of all, it says the handle is unbreakable, and you can run it over with your car. And if it breaks, we'll give you a new one. You can run it over with your car.
So did you test this out?
I did.
Well, why would you run over it with your car?
Well, I wouldn't, but if you accidentally do it, it'll be fine. It's tough is the important thing.
God, okay.
And it's made of a very non-meltable or melt-resistant plastic. And what you do is you soak the head. Wood burns. Well, so does plastic if you get it hot enough. Everything burns.
This is very true.
The head is... Yeah. The head is made out of Nomex, which is what firemen use in the hoods that they wear. And the coats.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, because I heard hood and like my brain just stopped right there.
I heard Nomex and I shut up.
I'm sorry. It's part of the protective gear.
Okay.
And you can see a fireman. Well, you really can't see their face because they have the air mask on, but
right.
But if they didn't have the air mask, they're fully identifiable. It's not like that other kind of hood. But you soak it in water. You soak the thing in water.
I'll get very identifiable.
Yes. Is that the one that says firepower? Yeah.
You know,
fist raised.
I'm valiantly trying to give these nice people a plug and it's not going anywhere, is it?
Nope, not in the plans.
Soak it in water, put it on the hot grill, clean the grill with steam instead of with bristles.
Steam and bristles, okay.
The bristles break off and you ingest them and bad things happen.
That's true.
And it really works. And the whole head assembly disconnects from the handle and you can wash it in your dishwasher.
I've been wanting to do that with several people.
Wash them in your dishwasher?
No, remove their head assemblies.
I'll just bet. Yeah, you've had more trouble. You and I have had turbulence at work for the past couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is an age-old problem that we've always had with this customer. They want you to use a wide variety of tools in order to get the job done. And they have different organizations who are in charge of the different tools. But it never occurs to them to take the guy who's developing the application and a guy who's familiar with how the application is going to be run and where it's going to be run and on what framework of stuff it's going to be run on, and get them to sit down together and go, huh, maybe I should use my expertise and you should use your expertise and the result will be the greater than the sum of the parts. No, every individual has to learn on his own how to do everything from soup to nuts. And what you end up with is a lousy meal.
Well, that's not just our department and agency.
No. It's all.
I mean, when I was building air traffic control software, it took them 2 years to let us go sit with the air traffic controllers and learn what they did and why.
That is a monumental, that's a crime against humanity. That is.
Well, and we had done some things that absolutely were never going to work for the air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had a trackball and a menu system, you know, for them to like, so they would zoom, they would pop up the menu, trackball over, zoom, and it would go, I don't know, 2 or 3% every time they hit the button. Mm-hmm. And they were like, it needs to be faster than that. When you see a guy who has 50 airplanes and he's trying to zoom in on them to see a particular one, you understand why. No, that's never going to work.
Spinning the ball.
So at that point, are you playing Missile Command? You're just spinning the plane.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's just like a big video game, you know, all these dots going around and around. But if two dots touch, everybody dies.
Yeah. My wife, who used to work at in the hospital industry, the medical industry, they had, the software where they put all of their notes. She worked in a psychiatric ward. So you had all of your meeting notes and group sessions and, you know, the after group reporting and all that. And this company came in and said, hey, we've got all new software. And they had their own entire language on what all the things were. And the nurses and therapists were all like, this is not how we talk. That we have, that these words have no meaning to us. And I'm like, all it would have taken is like sit with these people for a week and watch them do their job and you will produce something they can use. It's really not that hard.
Yeah.
Well, the script that they had to use, did you see what was at the end of it?
Uh-uh.
All right. So normally, and maybe it's just me, but at the end of every session with a person, if you're mandated to say Hail Hydra, then usually that just means the problem is deeper than you think.
It could be.
Get a special hood for that one. Yeah.
So the other fun thing I did was deliver the long broken car over to Jacob the Israeli. The one that is what did you call it? Crutch?
Suspension free. Rides like a Conestoga wagon.
I think the wagon probably rode a little better.
They might have had springs in that little buckboard seat, yeah.
Because I volunteered to drive it the 10 miles over to the shop.
So you need to be closer to Jacob.
Probably so. Hurricane agreed to follow me and then called me on the phone to tell me, wow, the car's bouncing around quite a bit.
Really? Golly, honey, I hadn't noticed at all.
Except for my brain's being shook up.
I could not drink a glass of iced tea that I brought with me because I thought it would be refreshing because I couldn't hold the thing still enough to not spill it all over the car and me.
Yikes. Bouncy, bouncy, huh?
And I was going a whole, 20 to 30 miles an hour.
Mm.
That really, Yeah, that really upsets the people.
Well, maybe it's more like a horse. You know, what you were doing is trotting. What you really need to be doing is galloping. It's a very smooth ride on a horse when they're galloping.
I'll go get the car. I'll go get you, bring you to the car, and we'll go for a ride, and you can gallop and see if you like it.
That's an interesting idea. So can you imagine being pulled over, and as the officer approaches, they don't see you in a seat, but on a saddle. And you turn it.
This car only has one horsepower.
Is there a problem, officer? And, you know, just see what the world event is.
That's a visual that will stick with me forever.
Speaking of cars, Crutch, did you hear how much we get to pay now for emissions tests? Used to be $14 because I just got one. What's it going to be now? Under
40.
30. So they doubled it, a little more than doubled it.
Yeah. Well, I got my property tax bill, and we finally rang the big 5-digit ding dong. My property tax is $10,042. I'm just not going to pay him the 42 out of spite.
It's time to move.
Yeah, so it's funny you should mention that, because
it's not funny, Chief. It's not funny at all.
The state of Texas has said that we no longer require any type of testing for your car. Is it insured? Yes or no. If yes, then you can drive. If no, get insurance, prove it, and then you can drive.
Nice.
But it's yearly registration, and it's $74.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so, but again, not having to ever do anything, I'm guessing because everyone here, not everyone, there's enough people with dualies and other, you know, heavily polluting vehicles that they're like, this is pointless.
Yeah, your state's so big, who's going to notice?
Well, I will say this, due to the constant crackdowns, large cities from here all the way to the West Coast have been traffic-free since July 4th weekend.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. The gridlock that has plagued places like San Antonio, Los Angeles, Tempe, Arizona, they have been gridlock free, prompting people to say, golly,
sent other places.
So many people are no longer showing up for work because they were not supposed to be working.
Oh.
And people are now taking to social media to record. All right, so I don't know how someone thinks this is a good idea. I have never seen a seamstress shop, but I have now. So I saw lots of empty desks with sewing machines and material, and they said, all my workers didn't come to work today because they're scared of being deported. And I was like, huh, you just outed yourself as being a harborer of, you know, illegal workers that you were probably paying well under minimum wage.
Well, they think they're doing the world a favor. Look at how good I am to take these people in and pay them substandard wages.
These people.
Yep.
Yep. That's the kind of language they probably use too.
There you go.
You got to be right about that.
But this is, I know I was tracking it over here because, the place that we see the most would have been like the Tyler Longview area, which are moderately sized cities, much like Rockville, Gaithersburg put together. And I could drive freely with, you know, zero. I was able to make multiple U-turns because I went the wrong way multiple times, thanks to the navigation of my wife, who stated, I don't exactly remember where it is, but there's a gas station, we take a left. When we found the spot, there was never a gas station, and it was a right. So it was like every direction I was given was wrong.
Wow.
But yeah, so you know, first I went one way. She said, "You've gone too far." So I turn around and I go another way, and she said, "Nah, it must have been back there." And then I just start driving into spots. Is it this one? No. Is it this one? No. Is it this one? Yes. So,
wow.
But yeah, that's a, and I was like, well, I don't know why this is. And then, you know, when I get home and I look at the news, oh, that's why this is.
Yes.
Wow. So it's made that much of a difference.
I would love to have that had happened today, but I got stuck in traffic today. And in the rain, we're having weird rain up here.
Well, we're having rain here, and I remember the ground. If we look at our chat history from last year, we were taking pictures of the ground cracking. It was so dry.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, now everybody's, oh, it's so wet. People are never happy.
Oh,
people
we're happy.
Complaining they're not breathing.
The vegetables, fruits, and other things that we have growing are quite content.
I'll bet you your garden is mighty purdy right now.
It is well, I don't know about purdy, but I do know that it is doing much better than it has in a long time.
I remember when you first set that thing up, and I'm like, he's trying to grow food in rock.
Yes,
your soil was a little parched, my friend. The soil was a little parched.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we had this strange rain. I'm driving down. I had to go visit the number one fan tonight or today. She made the mistake. She goes to this one website where she does virtual puzzles, and she's, you know, it keeps the mind active, which is great. But unfortunately, they have pop-ups, and she clicked on a pop-up, and the next thing you know, it's got all kinds of nastiness on the screen. And I went to my technical expert, which was, of course, the chief, and he's like, "Oh, this is scareware. Just close the browser." And I tried to explain to her how to do that, and it didn't work, which is okay. So, you know, I only live 45 minutes away, so I got in my car and I drove down there and basically walked into her little place, went over, did a Control-Alt-Delete to bring up the task manager, shut down Chrome, cleaned out some things, reestablished some security parameters that somehow got turned off. and she was good to go. But the ride down and back was a constant back and forth between blinding sunlight and rain so hard, even wipers on full speed were not keeping up. And it was like back and forth to back and forth. I was like, this is a splotchy storm.
I was home by the time that storm hit.
Lucky
and
you.
there was so much rain that it went off my roof, over the gutter covers, and onto the ground. It looked like there was a waterfall coming off onto my deck.
Wow.
I've never seen it rain that hard.
There were parts of Maryland that I think got like half of the rainfall we normally get in July in a 20-minute period.
Yeah, well, there's flash flood warnings all around us, Crutch.
Which is why I don't like living. This is why I never picked to live in downtown Ellicott City. I live in the elevated suburbs therein.
Yeah, I wonder how they're doing today, because this was that kind of storm.
Yeah, my fear is, you know, the wonderful work they've done to supposedly mitigate the twice in 500 year storms we had, separated by a year and a half. That washed away cars and unfortunately took at least one life. I haven't looked to see whether or not we had any flow or did the aqueduct system or whatever they're calling it, did it actually work and keep them high and dry? I don't know.
That's what it's supposed to do, right? It just diverts the extra water.
Yep. Yep. And one of the places it diverts it is, actually right near my house. And I actually drove by it on my way home. I forgot to look in and see if it was filling up.
Yeah, you probably couldn't have seen it out your window.
Hmm? Well, I can barely see over the steering wheel, you know, it's a dwarfing stature that I have.
I wasn't going to say.
Yes, you were. You were just thinking it.
Okay, again, you have me there.
It's okay, you know. Luckily, I can hang around with you guys and have someone to look up to. So,
okay, that's not saying much.
Oh, yeah, really? You might want to choose better.
But you guys are my idols.
You know, that's a if we're going with more bad dad jokes. Have you heard about the blues? And what's the opposite of a heavier blue?
No, what?
A light blue.
Oh, I
see that. That's what you get. That's what you get.
Oh, my, that was awful.
So
well done.
So I got to get that picture and send it to and put it in part of the notes. We were talking earlier with Mr. Browning, and that one picture that we had. What the heck was it? It was a company that did put it in here, didn't I?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there it is. This one company whose slogan is it's Wendy's, right? Our secret ingredient is our people. Now hiring. And there's a picture of Charlton Heston from Soylent Green, which, spoiler alert, the movie's about turning people into food. So Wendy's apparently is already into the... Wendy's, a division of Soylent Corporation.
No wonder I like their burgers so much. I've always thought they were tasty, just like Sweeney Todd's meat pies.
The good news is it might be somebody you know. I don't know.
Have you seen any of the music?
Well, I eat a stranger. What?
Have you seen any of the music or heard any of the music from the musical Sweeney Todd?
No.
They have a song.
I'm only into two musicals and neither one is that.
So you know the story, right?
He's a barber and a serial killer.
He's a demon barber.
He's a demon barber because people have wronged him and he can't get back at the one who wronged him. So he'll just go ahead and off everybody.
Right. Clever chair, by the way.
Yes. And his accomplice grinds up the people into meat pies and is now known as serving the best meat pies in London.
Wow.
Well, the two of them do a song about what the pies taste like made from different kind of people.
The
title is Try the Priest.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go listen now.
I don't remember a priest being on his list.
I don't think so either, but if you can get the Broadway version, it's better than the movie version.
Okay, I had a problem just with the movie version, so...
So that's Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp.
In the movie version, yes, but if you go get the Broadway version,
which would be Angela Lansbury and Len Carew.
And Len Carew, yeah.
Carew,
I believe.
Carew? Yeah.
Carew?
He used to appear a lot on Murder, She Wrote.
Really? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hers hang together like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, I saw the show on Broadway right after they had both just left. Like, I missed Angela Lansbury by a week.
Aw. She was special.
Yeah, but I still got to go to New York and see a show, so that was cool. Now I'm done. Hello, Show Cat.
Before it became the Hellscape Wasteland.
Yes.
Well, okay, Hellscape Wasteland. Then what's his face showed up and cleaned it up. And now it's back to being Wasteland.
Right. I was there in the either just before or just after Giuliani.
Ah, okay.
Because Times Square was still not a overly safe place to walk, but you could at least go to a show and get to a restaurant.
You didn't have the presumptive mayor in public fist raised yelling Hail Hydra, because that is
that is currently going on to this day.
Right.
Well, yeah, he's going to be wonderful. We don't need to be sending officers into domestic disputes. I'm like, so you want the women beaten. That's awesome. That's just peachy. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure these, you know, pieces of crap who are beating their spouses are going to pay attention to the social worker. Yeah.
It will. It's not a matter of when, how it happens. It's a matter of when it happens. And then it
becomes, God forbid, but some social worker is going to lose their life on this job. If he
how many does it take? This is the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop. How many people have to disappear off this mortal coil before they realize this was a horrible mistake?
Well, it's funny. They let the whole primary system go through this flow, and they ended up with a Marxist and a lech as your possible competitors for the Democratic nomination. So not that the lech would have been much better, but at least he wasn't a commie. And now all of a sudden they're concerned that their candidate's commie. I'm like, it's not like he was hiding it.
Yes. This is, once again, we are going to have a politician who is, number one, honest about his positions, and two, fired up to carry out said positions.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do the revolution that I couldn't do.
Hey, this is...
Sorry. Well, Bernie, channeling Bernie there.
Bernie channeling the anteater. Wow.
Much like Training Day. Just gotta... You have to let certain entities clean themselves out.
Right. Oh my goodness. That's kind of frightening.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not here. It's far enough away.
Well, yeah, but it's the center of the financial heart of the United States, if not the world. And this hockey puck is going to be running it. He's a Nepo baby, wannabe rapper, Marxist. And you're going to make him mayor of New York. That's just peachy.
Hey, what? This is what they want. Why are you standing in the way of what they want? I learned this in Baltimore.
You're following Sun Tzu's advice.
It's the truth.
When your enemy starts to self-destruct, don't get in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the same way, when AOC speaks, let her.
Oh, she's going to be a senator. Those people are just dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that, because she made a statement that could land her in financial trouble.
Oh, really? What'd she do?
Yeah. She used a word that I think Chuck Todd said multiple times. I got ABC sued for $15 million.
Republican?
No. That is an R word. That's not the right one, though.
Oh.
Does it start with an F?
No,
with an R.
It starts with an R, yes.
Oh, okay.
And it is a four-letter word, except she added "ist" at the end and says this particular person is known blank, and what got someone sued.
Yeah.
And now everyone is
saying that about Schumer?
No, she said it about the Orange Man.
Oh, is he going to sue her too? That'd be funny.
Well, that's the whole point. So if she were to do that, her war chest may be used up fighting that. Because
somewhat diminished.
Then her boyfriend / fiance would have to go back to selling foot pictures in his sandals.
Is that what he is? A foot model?
Don't know. But they were making fun of his sandals the other day.
He is. I'm not saying this.
He's a gamma male. He's not even a beta male.
So there are multiple reports that he is soulless.
That is a ginger?
Oh, yes. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is, there is no one whiter on the planet.
Yeah, what happened to, I kind of thought she'd, want to keep the, the ethnicity pure.
Why? No, what they want is power. And as you said,
this what person, did he get her?
He's below beta. So that means he puts her on a pedestal so high that she feels like she can make statements like she did and not get sued.
Oh, so right. She's so high that there's not enough air. That would explain the...
Right.
Sandy the princess. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the high school picture?
Yes.
Boy, she's upset about that. I'm like, lady, if you didn't know the internet was forever, welcome to the club.
Your words.
Even the things that before the internet are on the internet and they're forever. Later high school yearbook.
You really don't understand how this works, do you?
Yeah. Funny, it doesn't seem you didn't really go to school in the Bronx, did you?
Or grow up there.
No, you just saying. That either, yeah.
It was a suburb, and it wasn't like it was the...
Columbia is a suburb of D.C. I get it.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was the rich suburbs over there in Westchester. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's much like I imagine John McCain saying it's just a dry heat. Okay, that's...
It's like here saying you grow up in Potomac, so nobody knows that you're from the rich section.
Yeah, that's right. I'm from the country, Potomac, Maryland.
Exactly. I shopped at Jacques Penet.
Jacques Penet.
That would be the reverse. That's us po folk trying to pretend to be rich.
Wait, that's right.
Look at that. What is that?
What? Jacques Penet?
Yeah, in human terms.
J.C. Penney.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. I only knew about Tarjay. I did not know.
Tarjay and Jacques Penet.
Tarjay and Jacques Penet. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I shop at all the wonderful places, you know.
I would like to invite you to dinner at Taco Bell.
Because every restaurant is Taco Bell. Oh, God. Old movie references. Here we go.
You know, number one fan admonishes Crotch and I when we do that to you, Chief, because we feel like she feels like we're leaving you behind.
She cares a lot about you, Chief.
I know.
She does. I get admonishments, too. It's not only Crotch.
Yeah. Well, I get the first wave, and because I'm short, he gets the ones that go over my head,
Hey, it's the tallest blade that gets cut first, okay?
That's true. I don't have to bend so much in the wind. Now we're
But good. if I get really good at throwing myself to the floor.
Then I fall and trip over you. It's like that stunt you used to do when we were kids.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, you were always tall.
This is true.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I see on the clock on the wall, it's just enough time to keep Mr. Browning from yelling at us. It's been a lovely day. Storms are probably rolling in very soon. So we're going to bid you a fond farewell. Please come back next week for another episode. Send us a little note. we really appreciate it. You can send it to podcast@swimmingwiththe.fish. We'd love to hear from you. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutches On-Site Not-So-Remote System Administration. Got software that is bothering your computer? Crutch can remove it just by his presence. If that doesn't work, There's always the Sicilian solution, and that hacker won't bother nobody. And Goon's Rough Rider Car Transport Service. You can feel just like Teddy Roosevelt by being transported in Goon's suspension-free car. Don't bring any drinks. Extra fee for the chiropractic adjustment. You're welcome. And Chief's Fire Ant Pest Removal System. Just channel your ancestors and dance on the mounds with bare feet. This helps you learn why your ancestors wore moccasins. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.